Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week six of the High School Football Coaches Shows for this Wednesday afternoon. It's the Bossy Show. The Bulldogs coming off a tough night against the North Huskies last week. It was a one-possession game at the half, and now they turn their attention to their neighborhood rival, the Memorial Tigers. It'll be a home game for Bossy at Enloe Field on Friday night. When we come back, we'll visit with Coach Mullen, talk Bossy football. That's right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And, well, let's go back last Friday night. Saw the Bulldogs out at Bundridge Stadium. We've talked about this, I think, for the first month of the regular season, Stephen, how this Bulldog team always seems to put about 18, 24 minutes together and looking for a complete 48-minute football game, and you're taking on a North team that is pretty good. Got a big win over Castle early on, and it's a one-possession game at halftime, 21-12, and then they get a couple of touchdowns in the third as well as in the fourth quarter to win the football game. But it, looking at the stats, it didn't look like it was that big of a disparity between the two teams on Friday night, certainly not in the first half.
No, I was definitely proud of our boys, you know, the way they fought and the way they implemented our game plan. Like you said, it was, I think, 21-12 until about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And then, you know, they get a touchdown there and then kind of put the nail in the coffin with an onside kick and then go down and score again. So, but, you know, we put more than a half together this time. So, you know, we're proud of that. You know, our kids battled all night. You know, guys are getting banged up and ended up having to come out. So, you know, new guys stepped in and kind of did the things they were asked. So, you know, like I texted them on Saturday, I was proud of the way that they played and fought and, you know, battled through the storms and everything like that.
Well, and that was the thing, too. I've talked to all the coaches on these weekly radio shows this week, Steven, and just, you know, that factor in the game. I mean, you go there, you get off the bus, you warm up, you get the game started, you play about a quarter, and then early on in the second quarter, things just kind of come to a halt for, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours. I mean, you're in a gym, and then you ask the team to come back out and warm up, and then just kind of get things restarted again. And you know, sometimes it's tough on 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. So how do you feel that your team kind of got through the delay in that game on Friday?
I think on the first delay, you know, we came out, you know, kind of hitting again. And then the second delay, they maybe for a little bit, but you could tell we were a little more distracted, which, you know, I totally get. That was a long time to wait and, you know, kind of keep your focus, even for coaches as well. It wasn't just them. It's something you can't really practice. And, you know, there's kind of a running joke going that it seems like anytime we're playing, you know, maybe a team that, you know, is a little ahead of us, well, we end up having a storm delay. You know, we had one against Jasper a few years ago, and I know there was another year against Harrison. We kind of had the similar thing, and, you know, it's kind of something that seems to happen when things are clicking.
Well, you know, look at the statistics in that football game, and obviously, North's passing attack really was non-existent. I mean, they only had three attempts. I mean, they certainly were able to, most of their production coming on the ground. And so, good teams take advantage of maybe the opportunities. But just talk about the defensive effort, especially in that first half when it's still a one-possession game, or as you said, I mean, all the way down to what, about the first 33 minutes of the game?
We did some things untraditionally. We actually got it from Harrison. They did it a few years ago, and it's, you know, when you're outmanned a little bit, and instead of your D lineman getting driven off the ball into your linebackers, you just cut those guards, so. You know, we cut the guards all night. It helped free up some of our linebackers to make plays. Obviously, they have a great rushing attack anyway, but I felt like we were able to slow down at least the stuff up the middle. They were able to get outside a little bit. You know, maybe our numbers didn't line up as well, but we wanted to take something away. So they were still able to rush it up the middle, but we at least had linebackers free to be there to make the play. They just need to make the play more often.
All right. Who were some of the young men that you watched the film of the football game over the weekend? Who were some of the young men that had a good ball game against North?
I have to definitely say our two D tackles, or three D tackles. Josiah Outlaw is a 125-pound junior D tackle that we had cutting, you know, their big 250, 260-pound lineman. And then Chance Hampton's the other one. He did the same thing all night. Braden McReynolds came in, did the same thing. I mean, that's a very selfless job that we're asking you to do. You're probably not going to make a lot of plays, but you're doing something to free up your teammates to make those plays. So those kids, hats off to those three that, you know, did that all night and didn't complain about it and wanted to go in and do it for us and, you know, get some action on a Friday night when they usually don't get a ton of action, a couple of those kids.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Bossy Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen rejoining us. Well, Coach, last week was kind of a halfway point of the season. Everybody guaranteed at least 10 games. We talk with you each and every week about this football team, and it just seems like the top half of the schedule. You guys have seen some of the heavyweights in this conference so far in the first 5 weeks. As you assess your team getting ready for the start of the second half and in the game with Memorial coming up on Friday, just kind of where this Bulldog football team is right now for 2025.
We're getting a little more healthy, getting you know, definitely two of our better playmakers back last week, Aiden Boyd and Tyreek Robbins. You know, both of them were able to play the whole game. You know, still a little banged up. You know, we're trying to limit them both ways a little bit to maybe, you know, save some hits and stuff like that. So, you know, getting healthier, they continue to show up every week with a positive attitude. And that's something that when you go through some of these losses in years past, we haven't had, you know, guys either, you know, don't come back or, you know, kind of give up on the season. But these guys have continued to fight every day in practice and keeping a positive attitude. So that's, you know, refreshing as a coach.
I would think so. I mean, in this day and age of kids and, you know, that kind of generation where, you know, there's so many distractions going on and other things that they could probably be doing. But for them to come each and every day to practice and work their tails off and then get ready to compete on Friday nights. And even though maybe, you know, that reward as far as wins not coming, but, you know, there's a lot more to a game of football and certainly the game of life than having more points than the other team on the scoreboard. And just the way that these young men are now growing and maturing kind of right before your eyes, right before the coach's eyes, that's got to be pretty rewarding for you.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think, you know, the team chemistry as well as the chemistry the kids have with our coaches is, you know, paying off in the long run. We're still adding a few kids every week, which is kind of crazy, but I've never been, you know, turning a kid away and see you next season. So, you know, we got guys still kind of trying to come out or at least talk to me about it and, you know, making sure that, you know, that if they get their 10 practices, get all their paperwork turned in, that, you know, they might have an opportunity to play one Friday night. Because when you're in kind of the situation we are, there's, you know, no way to turn kids away because they could help you out either this year or the following years.
What about these young kids that you're playing? I mean, there's some freshmen out there, there's some sophomores, there's some inexperienced juniors. How would you assess just kind of their development? I mean, the seniors that have been around, you know, you kind of expect them to be that leader, the mentors of these young kids. But do you feel right now to these kids that are playing their first year of varsity football getting better with each passing day?
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, seeing the game a little slower than they were at the beginning of the year. Because it's a huge jump coming from, you know, middle school football or JV football to the varsity level and facing some of these older guys. And, you know, we're seeing growth out of a lot of our seniors as well that, you know, I've never played before. You know, they're starting to fit in the game and, you know, kind of seeing what it takes to finish a game and stay in a game. So we're hoping that pays off in the weeks to come.
All right, the Bulldogs will be the home team Friday night. They'll take on their neighborhood rival, the Memorial Tigers. We'll talk to Coach Mullen about the Tigers when this bossy football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show for this Wednesday afternoon, the Bulldogs will be the home team Friday night when the Memorial Tigers and Bossy meet, kickoff set for 6:30. Well, Coach, you take on the neighborhood rival Friday night, Memorial. They're coming off a win this past week over Harrison. They're undefeated, highly ranked in the state. As you break down Coach Hurdy's team, just kind of give us your thoughts on Memorial this year.
Memorial's Memorial. You know, I've said that a few weeks about some other teams that, you know, I've had long-standing coaches and, you know, same type of characteristics in players. You know, they're a great football team. You know, it hasn't really missed a stride from last year. Losing some of those seniors, you know, it seems like these young guys have stepped in and kind of taken those roles over. You know, great football team. We've always had, you know, a lot of respect for Coach Hurley and his staff and what he does over there at Memorial.
All right, you talk about, you know, the offense and kind of got a little bit of a new look, at least with from the quarterback position, and Luke Brown, and he's had a, you know, pretty good first half of the season as well. The Dylan Kendrick, the running back, and then Anslinger and Dockery, the, you know, the wideouts and things like that. So, I mean, offensively, what is the biggest challenge for Bossy's defense on Friday?
The same thing we've preached all week, or, you know, all season. Getting to the football, kind of mimic what they do on defense, and that's kind of what we've kind of mocked our defenses around is some of these teams that get to the ball every time. And, you know, no matter what the score is, continue to get to the ball, continue to get better. And, you know, it makes it hard on offenses to do their things when you got all, you know, 10, 11 guys around the ball, you know, flying out to screens, you know, making sure we're defending those correctly, staying inside, defending the run. So hopefully we're able to do those things on Friday and, you know, have a good competitive atmosphere here at Enloe.
Well, you talk about your defense last week. I mean, they come up with three fumbles in that game. We've talked about that all season long, maybe just take advantage of some opportunities. And certainly your defense last week was opportunistic with those three takeaways.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's something we haven't done in a while. I wish we could have capitalized on the other two. But, you know, Latroy Savage picked one up and took it, you know, 70 yards for a touchdown. You know, and I was kind of joking. I was glad he was the one to pick it up because he's one of our faster guys. But, you know, we got to capitalize on all these turnovers. When these teams give us chances to stay in the ball game, we got to go down and score. That's our emphasis this week. If, you know, we're fortunate enough to create some turnovers that we got to capitalize on.
All right, as far as your Memorial's defense, I mean, you look and your quarterback coming back last week, and so hopefully some of these guys that have been on the shelf the last few weeks start to return. But what do you expect from Memorial defensively on Friday night?
You know, same schematically as they have been, you know, for years. You know, they continue to get to the ball. You know, they might have the biggest defensive lineman, you know, up front, but they fly. They get to the ball. We're going to have to be able to, you know, protect for Aiden and give him time in the pocket when we're throwing the ball, as well as, you know, create running lanes for, you know, the multiple guys we have either carrying the ball or when Aiden takes off with it. So our guys, you know, hopefully are up for the challenge this week that we're going to set for them, giving him time back there and being able to block our run schemes.
All right, and, you know, I mean, it kind of goes without saying. You know, this is a neighborhood rivalry. You know, these kids have all kind of grown up playing with each other and against each other, and probably after Friday night, some of them from both schools will get together and talk about this game. So, I mean, what's this rivalry? Certainly you know all about the rivalry on the west side, Stephen, you know, playing out there in that. How does this rivalry, Memorial Bossy, compare to some of the other ones that you've been involved in?
I mean, you know, it's maybe not the same as the Wrights-Monterey Day, just from, you know, aspect of those kids being – but a lot of our kids, you know some of the players over there, so it's similar. You know, one of our players from last year is playing over there, so they're really good friends with him, and, you know, it's kind of hard when we're watching film this week for them not to just watch Dre. I'm like, you guys got to look, there's other guys on the field. So, you know, they're familiar with these kids. They played against them in multiple sports, you know, whether it's basketball, you know, football, baseball, whatever. So we're just, you know, hoping that our kids stay focused and, you know, realize the task at hand here.
All right, Stephen, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. All the best the rest of the week of preparation and certainly in your ball game on Friday with Memorial.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right, that's Stephen Martin. This has been the Bossy Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Rep.